From the WDXC newsroom, this is the WDXC News Update. Diane Pinero Zucker reports in the Daily Freeman that heavy rains wreaked havoc on the area on December 18th with flooding, power outages, and school closings. More than 4 inches of rain fell on parts of the region. A weather center in Tannersville recorded 4.3 inches of rain before 8 a.m. on Monday, with much more falling after that. Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp. said they were, and I quote, responding to emergencies and restoring customers impacted by today's storm activity, end quote. Saugerties schools closed due to, and I quote, deteriorating road conditions, end quote, and Antioch Central School District also closed. Saugerties police told residents to, and I quote, watch for heavy rain and flooded roadways in the area, end quote, and said to expect and prepare for road closings. The National Weather Service put up a flood watch for the region, saying all the water from the rain and snow runoff, and I quote, will result in minor to moderate flooding, as well as flooding of urban, low-lying, and poor drainage locations in all of eastern New York and western New England through Monday night, end quote. Mid-Hudson News reports that people were evacuated from homes and apartments in Dutchess County because of the water. The Times Union reported that there were also evacuations in Ulster County. The Catskill Creek was overflowing its banks in the village of Catskill. Governor Kathy Hochul said about 5,000 utility crews were working on the storm and that, and I quote, this is basically hitting two-thirds of New York State. So you have to pinpoint with as much precision as you can where to send those crews in advance and monitor very, very closely and hope they can do their job safely as well, end quote. After the rain stops Monday, none is forecast for several days. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News reports that about 100 people marched through Rhinebeck on December 17th, supporting an end to the Israeli bombing of the Gaza Strip. Felice Gelman said she was there, and I quote, so that we can call attention to the fact that so many people are being killed and that our government should join with European governments that have already called for an immediate and permanent ceasefire, end quote. An estimated 19,000 Palestinians have been killed over the last 2 months, and over 1,000 Israeli citizens were killed in the October 7th attack by Hamas. Palestinian journalist, filmmaker, and Rhinebeck resident Talal Jabari was also there and said, and I quote, as tragic as 19,000 dead people is, what really breaks my heart are those who are still living. They're cold, they're sick or injured, they're thirsting, they're hungry, they're scared, and absolutely nowhere is safe for them, end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Mid-Hudson News reports that part of Dutchess County's urban trail project in the city and town of Poughkeepsie was named the Marcus J. Molinaro North Side Line at a ceremony celebrating its opening. Molinaro is currently congressional representative in another part of the state and has moved to Catskill, but before his current term, he served 7 others as Dutchess County executive. The current, but soon retiring, Dutchess County Executive Bill O'Neill said, and I quote, thanks to the vision and dedication of our own former county executive, Mark Molinaro, as well as community stakeholders, we are proud to bring this new kind of trail, which will be open, lit, and monitored 24/7, 365 to fruition, end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.